You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then on Friday, Michigan finally pulled the plug on Juwan Howard. I thought he was going to come back, but in true Michigan style, they did it on a Friday news dump. So I guess we all wouldn't pay attention. But if you're Michigan, where do you go from here?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, too. I've heard rumors of Dusty May, the FAU coach. I know he was a Bob Knight assistant in Indiana, so he knows the Big Ten well. People thought that maybe he would be the IU guy, but since Mike Woodson is back, it doesn't look like that's going to be it, at least for another year. I know there was rumors of would they try to get a Nate Oates or somebody like that, but he just signed an extension to Alabama. Yeah, so I'm not sure where they're going to go. I'm with you where I thought that they would try to keep him around for another year. I thought it would just be hard for them to fire a legend. But, you know, I think that the results kind of spoke for themselves at that point.
Well, they hired the outside company to come and scrutinize the program. And I guess they just said they found it, I don't want to say toxic, but looks like it was some disturbing things going on within the Michigan program. You had Coach Sanderson leaving, going to Illinois. And then it came out report that he was yelling at his kid. But I was just like, well, that's his kid. If you're not allowed to yell at your kid, then why'd you have him? But yeah, now they got to move on. I don't think that they could. They're going to have to take somebody with experience. They went with the non-experience, and hopefully people will stop with the former athlete savior coming back to save the alma mater, because it didn't work with Mullins, didn't work with Ewing, didn't work with Juwan. It's just Penny Hardaway is failing, in my opinion. You may just want to go out and find somebody with some type of experience. Now, the question is, for Michigan, do they hold the same old antiquated standard of, well, we got to pay the football coach more than the basketball coach because that's what Bo wanted? I don't think you're going to get too many great coaches who are going to come in to work for cheap. Let's just put it like that. If you want quality, you're going to have to pay for quality. I don't know. I thought maybe Fred Hoiberg in Nebraska could be a name that I could easily see. No athletic department. I mean, no AD right now. Basketball is not really that big in Nebraska. Would he just jump ship and go move within the conference and go, in my opinion, taking a step up? He uses the portal well. He can jumpstart the Michigan program almost immediately. Think Fred Hoiberg should be a name Michigan should reach out to?
That's definitely an interesting one. I think they're going to have to get a guy who can recruit and it's fine with just developing some of his own guys, because we've seen that they've tried to get guys through the portal. Like, they thought they were going to get Terrence Shannon. They thought they were going to get Caleb Love. And then they couldn't get him in for, you know, credit reasons or whatever. So, obviously, if they have those two guys on the team, they look like totally different, like a totally different team over the last 2 years. But if their admission standards are going to be as strict as they are, where they can't get transfers to come in, then they're going to have to find guys who can find talent that's under the radar and build them up. I mean, that was John Beilein's thing. He didn't get a bunch of five-star guys. Like, Trey Burke, his best player, was a Penn State commit that he wound up taking from him. Like, Caris LeVert was a guy who was going to go to Ohio and built him up, and now, obviously, he's still in the NBA. You know, Tim Hardaway, you know, obviously had the name, but he wasn't, like, a five-star guy either. So Michigan was rolling because they found guys who were under-recruited enough but that wanted to get better, and he developed them, and that's how it was rolling. It wasn't because they had a bunch of five-star guys or they got a bunch of guys from the portal. So I just think they're in an interesting spot where if the restrictions are such where they can't get big-name guys to come in through the portal, like, they're going to have to do it on their own.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll have to wait and see. You want to do a breakdown of the MSU game before the game start?
Sure. That works for me.
All right. Let's link back up. We'll get it. Try to knock it out on Wednesday.
Okay. So
hopefully we won't look like a bunch of idiots because the game is so early on Thursday.
Right. Like, yeah, we think Michigan State will win. And they lose by 15. And you're like, oh, thanks. Great.
Right. So, yeah, we'll make that one quick. All right, Harold, appreciate your time. Looking good. I'm expecting to see the suit. No, I'm kidding.
I'll try to put a little something on.
All right, man. I will see you a little bit later on this week. We'll break down that MSU game coming up on Thursday in the tournament. But for now, hey, guys, thanks for watching and listening. Keep liking and subscribing to Five Star Zone. For Harold Shelton, I'm Rico Beard. We will see you later on this week.